A fluorescent yellow softball sails out of the infield toward the woods that border Paunagansett High School in northern Rhode Island. The left fielder runs forward and catches the ball. This is the home field for Paunagansett's Lady Chieftains. Turns out, though, the team is not all ladies.
I'm Justin Benoyer, and I'm playing outfield.
He'd like to learn catcher. There's a lot evolving in the life of this 16-year-old with a shock of bleach blonde hair. Until a few weeks ago, his coaches knew Justin as Elise Benoyer, although he'd already come out to most of his teammates.
I'm a guy. It's the same thing as if a guy who's not trans went and played on a girls' softball team.
Well, sort of. There are separate rules for transgender athletes, rules so different from state to state that some athletes, like Justin, can try out for any team they choose, while others need full sex reassignment surgery before they sign up. After bathrooms, locker rooms, and fields may be the next transgender cultural battleground for young people, and how the courts interpret Title IX may be the deciding factor. WBUR's Martha Biebinger picks up the story from here.
Justin Benoyer started telling close friends late last year that his true identity was male. He came out to his mom, Julie White, one day in the dead of winter, toward the end of the school lunch period.
I was working in the lunch line at Paunagansett.
White leaned over the metal counter to greet her child.
And walked up to me and said, "Mom, I have something to tell you. I am trans."
White didn't expect this, but looking back, she says there were signs. The Barbies Justin tossed aside in favor of building toys or mud pies. Things Julie calls boy stuff.
Everybody who knows you has said, "Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all."
Yeah.
Before Justin came out, friends had cheered when 5'5" Elise joined the wrestling team and won a few matches against bigger, heavier boys. Then last summer, at the beginning of her junior year, Elise decided to play football as the only girl on the team. White says coaches didn't return calls.
We showed up at practice, and basically you told them, "Hi, I'm here, I'm at practice," and you were a linebacker.
No, I wasn't.
What were you?
I was a lineman.
A lineman.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Now Justin, who says he's the first openly transgender student at his high school, looks ahead to suiting up for football in August as one of the boys. He's not sure whether some of his teammates will object.
It could blow up in my face a bit because a lot of them are very conservative. I can't imagine that they would accept the fact that I'm coming out as trans.
White worries about her son in a small town where the short main street includes one of America's oldest general stores. But she's proud of Justin, too.
I really wish I had a quarter of my kid's confidence. At 16 years old, it takes my breath away.
Justin is being a little cautious this spring. He chose softball over baseball because he thought the girls would be more accepting. Justin says many of the guys who refused to play with a girl last fall on the football team play baseball this season. He changes in the girls' locker room, where there are separate changing stalls.
It's uncomfortable, but I don't really want to change with the guys either because a lot of them, like the ones from the football team, change in there, and I really don't want to be part of that or to start anything.
Justin may not be comfortable in a boys' locker room, but does he have the right to use it? The U.S. Department of Education says yes. It released guidelines 2 years ago that say Title IX's protection against gender discrimination includes gender identity discrimination. Federal judges have disagreed. But last month, an appeals court in Virginia sided with a transgender boy who wants to use the men's room at his high school.
Come out of the dugout like you want to play. Let's go. We jog out.
In Rhode Island, Justin can use the locker room of his choice. He transitioned from Elise to Justin on the girls' softball team just by telling his coach, Mike Calenda.
She can be who she wants to be, or he can be who he wants to, you know, he wants to be. It's that I look for players on the team. We treat them all the same. They're all players on our softball team.
Transgender advocates consider Rhode Island and Massachusetts inclusive states. They are 2 of 15 in the country that do not require transgender high school athletes to take hormones or undergo sex reassignment surgery before they can play on the team they say fits their gender identity. The advocacy website transathlete.com shows 28 states with no or limited policies and 7 states that require medical changes.
We've got complete and opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, there couldn't possibly be more different approaches.
Aaron Bezuvis, a professor at Western New England University School of Law, says the states that do not allow transgender athletes to play on the teams that fit their gender identities are in violation of Title IX. If transgender students can use the bathroom of their choice, she argues, why not the court or field?
So if you have a standard that says you have to allow transgender people to use the facility that matches their gender identity, to me, it's logical to extend that same definition of non-discrimination to include sports programs.
But Jeremy Tedesco, with the conservative Christian legal network Alliance Defending Freedom, says that rationale is not fair.
If we interpret Title IX to allow gender identity as a protected classification, you're basically saying girls have to compete with boys for the girls' sports team. That's not what Title IX's about.
The boys Tedesco refers to would be transgender girls in 15 states, not necessarily in 35 others. But let's dig into that point about competitive advantage. Just how much stronger is someone who goes through male versus female puberty? Dr. Joshua Safer heads the transgender medicine program at Boston Medical Center.
Men have about 15% more, when we're using kind of crude calculations, relative to women, of things that are associated with muscle mass.
During puberty, Safer says, the average boy develops larger bones, longer limbs, and grows taller than someone going through a typical female puberty.
When a transgender girl, male to female, decides to transition, all those pieces are not necessarily going to be reversed. There's no way we're getting around that reality.
Keep in mind, he adds, there's already a big range in height and muscle mass among girls and among boys, and on many sports teams.
And the fact that some of these transgender girls will be larger isn't going to be that relevant and isn't going to change the opportunity to get more girls out onto the field.
That prediction may spark heated discussions in many high schools. Gender in sports is a lightning rod. Justin says being a girl last fall on the football team has so far been way more controversial than being a trans boy on the girls' softball team. But Justin is not counting on Title IX or any other law to confirm his identity.
If somebody has a problem with me because of something that I did to hurt them, then I have an issue with that, and
yeah,
I'll feel bad, and I'll have to talk to them about it. But if somebody's not okay with the fact that I am trans or how I dress or the sports I play, that's their own problem and that's their own views, and I'm not going to change that, so I'm just going to ignore it.
Justin says he is grateful for a boy on the football team who befriended him, for the band instructor who said he could wear a tux instead of a dress to the next performance, and to the friends who've defended him at school. All signs of respect for Justin that no law can impose or enforce. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.